Lemon Creek Correctional Center has over 200 male and female inmates. As of Wednesday, 4 have been tested for COVID-19. All the results came back negative. Meanwhile, roughly 40 staff have been tested. Sydney Wood is the director of institutions for the Department of Corrections. He says they're following guidance from state health officials.
We're not determining who gets tested. They're identifying those folks with our assistance, and then they're determining if they needed to be tested.
Wood says all staff who are tested for COVID-19 have to wait for clearance from health officials before returning to work. He says one reason fewer inmates are being tested may have to do with the fact that they have limited contact with anyone outside their dorm units, which can house up to 26 people. The state suspended visitors last month and started screening all staff for symptoms before their shifts. Inmates are allowed out of their dorms for recreation on the yard.
To the best of our ability, we're not allowing them to recreate or eat together, so we're staggering it as best we can.
Jeremy Simile is an inmate at the facility. Right now, he's confined to his dorm with 14 other men for almost the entire day.
When we go outside, we're expected to wear our mask and practice social distancing, and the SEALs are doing a pretty good job of enforcing that when we're outside. That's really our only recreation, our only opportunity to get out of the mod and relieve some tension.
But they're not completely cut off. Meals are being delivered to their dorm by someone from another dorm, and Simile says correctional officers walk through every 15 minutes. He's also concerned about the lack of cleaning supplies.
They said in the newspaper that they've given us extra hygiene stuff and that they've given us extra cleaning supplies, and that's a lie. That has not happened. We got the same stuff that we began with before the outbreak.
He says they get 3 bottles of bleach each day to clean their dorm. On Wednesday, the bottles that arrived were mostly water. He complained to staff, but was still waiting for bleach hours later. He's been trying to keep his space sanitized since they sleep in bunk beds that are about 4 feet apart.
To be able to assume that if you infect one, you infect all in a pod like this is not far-fetched.
Wood says inmates and staff across the state have been issued 2 masks each, one to wear while the other is being washed. Simile says his dorm has only received 1 mask each, and they're expected to clean it themselves. Simile says there was no formal announcement to inmates about the new cases of COVID-19 among staff this week. He learned about them from his fiancée when he called her and from news sources. He says he asked a correctional officer about it, who confirmed the information. Right now, he says the mood in his dorm is mostly fear and frustration. There's a feeling of powerlessness.
The fear of dying alone with someone that you don't know in a jail cell is pretty intense. You know, and the fact that we don't have very much that we can do about it is pretty crazy.
At least one inmate at the facility was in quarantine on Tuesday. Wood said he did not know whether that person had been tested yet or was awaiting results. The Department of Corrections did not answer a follow-up question about that inmate before the end of the day Wednesday. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.